Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As we do our year in review, I'm really excited to welcome friend of the show. He's one of the analysts here at CBS Sports who does both football and basketball and figures out, even before the committee knows what it's going to do, what it's going to do. Jerry Palm joining us now. Hi, Jer. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. So I think Chris informed you that we're kind of goofy and we're doing some year in review stuff on the show as well.
Right.
Okay, good.
Right.
So
I'm almost prepared.
You're almost prepared. Good. That's good to know. Nobody needs to be fully prepared. That's boring. Why don't we start with football, though, and we'll give you a couple of minutes to contemplate. I've been fascinated by the argument after watching the national semifinals that were won by Clemson and Alabama, that this is evidence the playoff needs to be expanded. I don't really get why this is evidence that the playoff needs to be expanded, but from perspective, as someone who covers, you know, this extensively and predicts these things all year, is this evidence or is this evidence to the contrary?
It's not really either. But if you've had semifinals pretty much every year of this thing, it have been ugly. The Oklahoma-Georgia game last year was, you know, overtime. That was great. Semifinal. I think we had a 7-point semifinal the first year of it. And all of the others have been blowouts.
Mm-hmm.
So how does expanding the playoff reduce the number of blowouts? It doesn't. So the argument for expanding the playoff is for inclusion. You know, to get, you know, all of the teams that people think might be capable of winning the playoff, and, you know, I mean, lately it's been so much Alabama, Clemson, maybe there's really only two. but the only argument really for expanding the playoff is to get all the teams into the playoff that might legitimately have a chance to win it, or to get all of at least all of the major conference champions and the best conference champion from the group of five into the playoff. It's really about inclusion. It has nothing to do with the quality of the games.
Is there any other team that, going back to when the committee was making the decisions, you feel like could have been included that might have made a difference in the outcomes of these games?
No. No, I mean, you've got three major undefeated teams that are going to be in the playoffs, and I think they took the best of the one-loss teams, and you know, that was Oklahoma. I thought really it had to be those four. You know, if you're going to pick four, it had to be the four they picked.
What was the best football game in college that you saw in 2018?
Wow.
Okay, a couple. You can give me a couple.
No, I've got a few. And the first one, you know, really is more personal for me and was very impactful in college football. But in terms of the quality of the game itself, maybe not so much. But that was Purdue-Ohio State. 49-20 win for Purdue over Ohio State, which was really the first significant upset of the season of any of the top teams. It ended up having a huge impact on who made the playoff in the end, and it brought Tyler Trent's story to the national forefront. And
right.
To me, that's where that game was really important, in getting Tyler Trent's story out, and that ended up being a big story in college football all year. That's
sure.
The game that did that. The Oklahoma-West Virginia game late in the season, which was an important game in the Pac-12, and if you like to see the scoreboard spin like a slot machine, yeah, that was a game that did that for us this year. I think that was 59-56 final. And then the SEC championship game where Nick Saban finally had to change quarterbacks.
Right.
That was not because Tua was ineffective, but because he finally got hurt to the point he couldn't continue. But he had been ineffective because he was already injured. Then Hurts comes in and wins a game for him. And yeah, I would say that those were the three games that stood out to me this year.
Yeah, I would agree. That storybook ending for Jalen in the SEC championship was awesome. It's the stuff that dreams are made of. Just before I move on, how is Tyler doing?
Well, he was at the Music City Bowl. I didn't actually get a chance to speak to him there, but it was the two times that I actually saw him, like I said, I didn't get to speak to him. He was looking kind of tired, which I guess is to be expected. His energy levels aren't going to be real high, but he's now promoting a book.
Awesome.
And, I can't wait to get my hands on it, hoping to raise $1 million for cancer research. All the proceeds, of course, will go to that. So he's really done a lot with his platform that he's been given to try and help others. He's not going to benefit from it himself, but help others for after he passes.
Jerry Palm is a CBS Sports football and college basketball analyst with us here from the Chicago area. Actually, I think that we're on AM 670 The Score on this New Year's Eve into New Year's morning, so that's kind of cool. Jerry with us on After Hours CBS Sports Radio. Okay, so let's do some stuff that's not sports. Are you ready?
Probably.
Okay, what were the best and worst movies that you saw in 2018?
Well, I don't see a lot of movies. Unfortunately, I didn't see any that I didn't like. But for me, the best was Bohemian Rhapsody.
I knew it!
I'm a huge Queen fan, and I could not wait for that movie. I've seen it twice. I'll probably see it another dozen times after it comes out on DVD or something like that.
Well, that's not obsessive, Jer, at all.
Rami Malek was amazing. I hope he gets an Oscar nomination. I don't see enough movies to know how his performance compares to others, but he absolutely nailed Freddie Mercury, and it was terrific. I didn't see any movies that I thought were bad. Although I understand that Watson at Holmes thing is supposed to be pretty abysmal.
Are you tempted at all to watch Bird Box?
No. No. Doesn't look like my kind of thing.
Me neither. But all of a sudden it's everywhere.
But it's definitely not my thing.
No, have you noticed though that all of a sudden it's everywhere? It's all over social media. It's all anybody can talk about. It just popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be a meme for everything too, which will go away. Not fast enough for me.
Yes. Okay. What about? Are you a binge watcher? I kind of feel like that's not your personality, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, the closest I get to binge watching anything is sitting down on a Saturday afternoon and watching football from noon to midnight.
Okay, fine. We won't ask you that. How about the trend that you can't wait to bid farewell to in 2019, the one that you'd like to leave behind in 2018?
Oh, my gosh.
If you can't think of it on the spot, you can tweet me and I'll share it with the audience.
Okay, I haven't got one off the top of my head.
Are you excited about the Bears?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a surprisingly good year. You know, once they traded for Khalil Mack, we thought, the defense was already pretty good. Do we really need this guy? But, man, what a difference he's made. And I don't think Mitch Trubisky is good enough to get him all the way through the playoffs. But it's nice to see him trending at least in the right direction. And hopefully they get to the point where they get to go to New Orleans and play them, because that's really where it's going to stop. I don't know that anybody goes into New Orleans and wins.
I am really excited that we're finally going to get playoff football at Soldier Field again. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm hoping for another fog bowl.
That would be awesome. Or just a good old-fashioned snowstorm. That would be fun, too. All right.
Unless I get to drive somewhere.
Yeah, true. Good point. I'll be in the comfort of my own home, so I guess I'm being selfish. All right, you can find Jerry on Twitter at JPPalmCBS. He predicts every single bowl game starting in August or something, right? I mean, going back to even before we know which teams are going to be any good at all, but he knows. And you need him for college basketball, because he'll tell you how the bracket fills out before the bracket's actually filled out. Jerry, Happy New Year. It's always good to talk to you.
All right. Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.